not careful. Sports and performance consultant Jessica Woods calls it the jumping chola effect. So the choya effect is it's a plant that if you get too near it, it's a prickly plant.
Okay.
If you get too near it, just from it sensing you, it'll jump on you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it'll stick to you, and it's hard to take off, right?
Oh, so, well, okay.
So that's what a choya is. so it's inspired by a sneaky kind of cactus that detaches and burrows its spines into its unsuspecting passerby. In this empowering talk, she shares 4 mood regulating strategies to help you gain self-awareness of your feelings, avoid catching other people's emotions, mm-hmm. and perform at your peak, whatever your prickly situation may be. And so again, this is in line with it being Mental Health Awareness Month. And you know, this spoke to me a lot because I'm the type of person who sits on ready. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Right.
Mm. And I'm the type of person where like I ride for mine. So all you got to tell me is like, yo, we riding and I'm here with you, right?
Right.
But that's a bit problematic. You know, it's a bit problematic. So if you come to me and just like, yo, and you know, it reminded me of actually an episode on The Office.
Which one? I love The Office. Which one?
So Dwight comes into the office one day and he's just like, we're boycotting the mall.
He always has some right idea. Oh my goodness.
They discriminated against him. This is a tragedy.
Right.
And so the whole office is like, well, why? What's going on? Right. He's like, well, I tried to go buy something and they mistreated me.
Okay.
So Kelly comes out. She's just like, well, you just got pretty womaned. And she's just like, that's not right. So the whole office gathered behind him. They're like, we're gonna dazzle you up. We're gonna teach you manners, all these different things, and we're gonna go back in there mm-hmm. and with a bunch of bags and tell them you guys work on commission, right? Big mistake, huge. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they're all rallying behind him. They're like, yeah, no, this is, we're gonna stand for our rights here. We're all upset. They go to the store and they're just like, so he gets in the store. He's just like, good afternoon, good day.
Dwight is so awkward. Right? He's such an awkward character, but I love him so much.
And he said, yesterday I came here to purchase an item and you guys told me I couldn't. And the man said, he's like, yeah, yes, sir. But when you came here, like, I mean, you were covered in blood and they show him a picture.
Oh my goodness.
And so now his colleagues are like, what? And he's just like, because he's a beef farmer, he's like, that's beet juice. And he's like, we told you very nicely if you go wash, we'd be more than happy to let you come in. But you had all the blood on. And he's like, that's beet. No, good afternoon. Good.
I have to go watch that when I go.
Yes. And so that's why you got to kind of be careful in taking on someone else's emotion, absolutely. Especially without context.
Absolutely.
Don't stay on ready with that. And also, like, I mean, that was a funny situation and whatnot, and I get that too. But it's also from the standpoint of how you can become an empath, and then you mm-hmm. take their emotions as your own.
Of course.
And so what happens with that is that now all of a sudden you don't know why you're depressed. You don't know why you're upset. You don't know why you're down. You don't know why you're angry.
Right. Mm.
The angry one is a very big
one. That's a big one.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's a big one. There's an extra part to that, dude. Do you? I also believe that's also driven from soul ties with people.
Mm.
I also believe that you can attract, like, this is why I believe, like, you can, mm-hmm. you have to be careful with with whom you surround yourself with, touch, sleep with, things like that, because I believe energies travel, even you know, in very many ways. So you're saying yes, emotions like that, but that's also a soul tie thing, you know what I mean?
True.
You could just feel a way out of nowhere. So a lot of people have to be careful with that too. We have a lot of, you know, sex is the easiest thing to have, but mm-hmm. you have to be careful who you're having sex with, because you could also carry their emotion at the end. True. Of the
and
day.
Energies attract, right?
Of
so
course.
Like when somebody's feeling down and they're someone that pulls a lot of energy, what we call energy vampires,
right? Exactly.
What I call that.
Exactly.
They have to seek it from those who have high vibrations and high
exactly.
energy and positive. And
exactly.
then all of a sudden, you don't know. I was such a happy person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how come I'm in this situation right
exactly.
now?
Exactly.
And like I've unfortunately had to either put people in certain boxes and saying like, okay, only when I'm at the peak of my energy can I deal with this person.
Exactly.
Because they're still a friend, they're still a family member, they're still whatever
right.
who they are,
right.
or even colleagues sometimes, because, like, you know, not today, Satan, has been my term a lot sometimes when you go into work. Mm-hmm. You have to say only when I am rejuvenized and ready, because it is, you do share energy, because when you're down, you do need somebody to be up too. But just know that, you know, try not to drag the person down with you, and don't try not to get drugged down
at the same
time.
But sometimes it's not intentional. Sometimes it's just because you've been in connection with that person. It just happened. You know what I mean? I think if people knew how powerful sex and energy were, they wouldn't have sex with everybody.
That's true.
Oh, 100%.
I dig with it. People 100%. Just don't think. They think instant gratification. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Yes, we're doing this in the now and stuff like that. But a lot of things that we do, we've got to think long term. Our energy is protecting your peace. This is a very good affirmation of the week, because you have to protect your peace first. A lot of people don't understand. Everything starts with you. You have the choice. And if you make the choice to really just be sleeping around and slagging stuff all over the place, of course you're going to be depressed. You're going to pick up someone's energy. And that's just the way it is, you know? So just, like Gina said, protect your peace and your emotions.
And so to that point, I'd like to couple that with this week's goal. Surround yourself with love. Right? Yeah. So if we're going to protect our emotions, protect it from what's difficult. But, you know, surround it with love. And just because I know Farrah loves those days of the week.
I see not, it.
I just have one. Yeah, and it's not even May.
But
because
I don't even know.
Because June 12th is International Rose Day.
We're in May.
Prepare yourself.
Are you going to bring back the national days?
We'll see.
I totally need these in life.
We'll see. Maybe in June. But I want to say that because, you know, rose, pink, love. And, you know, I used to be very big on that, because I don't like that whole, like, pink are for girls and blue is for boys.
No.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, I used to have a visceral reaction to pink. And it was to my detriment, because really, like, you know, red is power. Pink has, like, colors have mm-hmm. meaning and vibrations.
Absolutely.
So this is about to be my rosé summer.
Hey, I love it.
I'm going to do it a rosé summer. And I had a champagne summer 1 year. This is going to be my rosé summer.
I love that.
So I'm going to go and, like, do a little research on what are good. Because I just don't understand
why you brought that up in May. Like, why couldn't it just be in June?
Because
we're talking about emotions and surrounding yourself with love and rosé.
It's only,
and
like, so, 3 weeks away.
Don't worry. I'll repeat it again next month.
No, I'm just, okay. You're
one,
three, four, five steps
one,
removed. You figure
three.
You'll bring it up.
It's 3 weeks away. Wait, one, fine.
Okay,
yes,
that's all love.
Don't regulate my segment.
That's what I'm
sir.
Saying.
Hey, I'm
let
sorry.
The girl just be.
Yo, peace, zen.
You know what?
Peace,
you're
love,
right.
Unity, zen.
And you know what?
Kumbaya.
For those who don't know,
kumbaya.
I mean, if you don't know by now, I mean, Farrah and I are first cousins, mm-hmm. and I do love him or whatever.
Kumatata, man. Like, I'm just saying whatever. You know what I mean? It's just
all right.
But, you know, but I do like your affirmations. I have one quick little thing to chime in, because I work with a lot of people. I receive a lot of requests. I hear a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. And I've developed, and I think it just came with maturity, because when Gina was telling her stories, like, yeah, we come from a ride or die kind of family. So we've jumped the gun a couple of times. And
a couple of times.
It happens.
Totally understand.
Right? No,
yeah.
And it just, so with maturity, you realize after some time that, no, like, you're going to have, when a person calls you, like, yo, we got to go do this, you have to pause them.
Of course.
Ask some questions. Hold on a second. You sure you want it? Why are we doing this? Wait,
yes.
Where are we? No, I'm not even going anywhere. Sit, talk with me first before we go and do that.
Oh,
but it's, but it, again, it, when it comes to people bringing you their energy, it is choice, you know, and it's,
absolutely.
And it's letting them know that, look, like, I have my personal thing is just, I'm always down. I love a lot, and I'm always going to attempt,
of
and
course.
I will give you advice.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if you choose to go your own route and it creates a negative impact in your life experience,
mm-hmm.
like, for me, I'm super neutral. Like, I'm not going to go there with you. I'm not going to be down with you.
No.
I'm not going to feel bad.
Yeah. I want you to understand something, though, about people. People, yes, you are right. They'll come to you for advice until they're blue in the face. However, some people honestly like to be in their drama and problems.
That's
because
true.
It gains
yes.
them attention.
It's true. Yeah.
They are not happy without no drama. I don't yep. understand that in my life. I like that. I know I'm crazy and wild, whatever, but off this microphone, my life is so simple and quiet. I just do not do drama. I am very peaceful, very zen.
So with that, I want to segue.
Let's segue
to DJ Bobby Payne, because he's all about drama.
Hey, hey. No, he's not.
No, but actually, the reason I say that, I have to give him a shout out, because he responded to, what's your name? You know, he owns the Sassy's on Victoria.
I did see that going back
yeah,
and forth.
And I found
thing.
That was interesting. So
I
for our listeners
was, yes.
who might not have caught it, no, how come I'm drawing a blank?
Leiden.
my goodness. So yeah, no, shout out Leiden. Like, yeah,
shout out Leiden.
I love.
Shout out
but
Leiden.
It seemed like there was a little bit of a little controversy in terms of DJs on Twitch.
On Twitch, exactly.
And Leiden felt like, you know, DJs on Twitch are feeling themselves a little bit too much. And
yes.
I find Bobby Payne, like, responded very well. He was just like, yo, we're doing our thing. We pivoted. We're doing the damn thing, and you should stop hating. You know what I mean? And
I mean, listen, I see it from both sides. I really don't believe that he was hating. He was just stating an observation. That's what he said. He said he observed something. He didn't call out any names or anything like that. And it could be from his experience that
True.
He said that. We don't know where he's coming from. Bobby, I totally understand Bobby's standpoint too, because he's on Twitch. So, you know, mm-hmm. it's a more or less a agree to disagree. It depends on how you read it, because again, you can't take the emotion in that. You know, you have to look
at it. Know that whatever you say, understand that you can't control how people feel.
Well,
and
exactly.
Take it.
That's it.
And so you have to take the backlash to that.
And
too,
he did.
I
mean, he responded. He stood his ground. They both stood their ground as kings, as men. You know what I'm saying? They both gave their opinion. It wasn't an argument thing. Bobby did say, you know, you do sound like you're hating. He's like, no, I'm not. You got to read it properly. Mm-hmm. And I do understand both. That's all I'm saying.
I like that. Yeah. Bobby Payne, bring that drama.
Oh, boy.
just bring love and music, Bobby. Just bring love and music.
Power Hour. My name is DJ Bobby Payne. I started off feelings so deep in my feelings. Notice they really like me. Can't control my anxiety. Feeling like I'm touching the ceiling. When I'm here with you, I can't breathe. Boy, you do something to me.
Go shooting where I be. Cause you take the bullet trying to save me. Then I'm left to do what making you be. And that's a whole lot of love trying to waste it. Like we be running them out and never made it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
You don't believe his stories. You know that there are lies. Bad as you are, you stick around, and I just don't know why.
If I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'd be coming home
back to you every night. Doing
your
And twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Life be bad, Basil. Max, we shall come and name him Baka.
That's right.
You got me going crazy.
My name's DJ Bobby Payne.
I keep thinking about your thighs.
And this is the Empower Hour. I hope this made you dance. Everywhere at.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
You move.
No more. I'm in pain. My heart.
Stay locked right here.
I can't wait. The
Empower Hour.
No more.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
Blessings, everybody. So this is the OFC Community Updates. For those who do not know, OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Network, where we focus on bridging the gap between the French and the English-speaking Melanated community. And the Community Updates is where we just keep you informed and keep you up to date what's popping going on in the community.
Mm-hmm. So, Farrah, I know you're going to talk about what's coming up. Okay, that hasn't happened in a while.
I was just about to say, that has not happened in a long time. Good on you, bro. Mm-hmm.
But before you talk about that, I just wanted to give a shout out to two businesses. Yeah, it's a little loud. But I've been telling the people that I've been boxing for the last couple of weeks. Actually, I think it's been a little over a month now. Mm, so, and I was was being a little selfish with not sharing sharing who my coach is. And so I want to give a shout out to Coach Marcus. You can find him on Instagram at quietstorm_76. So that's quietstorm_76. I mean, I know he's working hard, and he kind of did say last time that he needs to take a vacation. But he had us working out outside. Mm-hmm. And working out outside, boxing is a different level of things. Okay, though. Mm-hmm. And every time I go to him, for the next 2 days, my body is hurting. And like I've been doing a lot of workout throughout the pandemic, and I've plateaued in a lot of different areas. Mm-hmm. And so he's really pushing that cursor. So shout out to Coach Marcus on that. He's probably still associated to TriStar Gym. I mean, he used to work out there as well, but now he's working out outside of the Parc La Cité. Okay. in the South Shore. Also working out of a private gym in the city too. So check him out if you have some fitness goals, because really it's about like I feel stronger.
Mm. That's good.
So that's my thing, right? Like I can feel the strength. I can feel the speed increasing. It's really really amazing. And pairing that off with this afternoon, I'm actually going for a massage.
Mm.
I went for one last Friday.
Found me a melanated masseur.
Nice.
Okay, because he met him through doing Coach Marcus through the workout.
Okay,
and he came one time, just gave a little shoulder rub. I was like, sir,
okay, that's dope.
You are the one.
Like, that was
you are the one.
The touch was the one.
Okay,
so you can find him on Instagram at Mentor Athletique. That's spelled kind of different. So MENTORATLETHIK. But you can also book any massage therapy that you want with him at myakaya.com. So MYIKHAYA.com.
Dope. I love promoting these melanated businesses. I love that. So, so insider news, talking entrepreneurial stuff. We had a sister in the community, Sister Andrea Holder. I'll take a quick moment. Andrea Holder had transcended on Monday. Basically, I think she was suffering with something for a long time. A lot of people weren't aware, and she passed away on Monday. For those who do not know, she is the owner of, I think it was Afro-Carib or Afri-Carib.
I think so, yeah.
So, like, you would see her at a lot of cultural events all over the place. I always see her at West Can events selling different African pieces, like clothing and material and stuff like that. So she definitely will be missed, and condolences going out to her family. So we have current things coming up. So May 25th marks a year since George Floyd has passed away.
Wow. Year passes fast, eh?
Yo, you're telling me.
May's done already. Like,
yo, I was just saying that when we walked in today.
No. 2021 is almost finished. I'm just letting you guys know.
Yeah,
you know,
you're right. Just had a discussion the other day with a few friends of mine. Absolutely.
I just like to keep it real. I just like to keep it real with you guys.
I still have winter on the
brain. It's kind of like you slipped that from under us. Like we were standing on something and you're like, you just took it from us.
Nope, it's almost finished. All right. As soon as we hit June, the year's done. Okay.
I think it was worse because I couldn't travel, but yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. Anyway,
just want to say, so what we're currently coordinating to acknowledge the day, the commemoration, is just a group of organizations. We're going to get together and have a Zoom event to make it available to the community, and just to discuss like lessons, things that we've learned over the time, experiences we've had, positive and negative, and what's to come. And it's really just to give the, you know, it's kind of like a check-in, basically.
Right.
It's to let the community know where we're at as community organizations. We're also going to share, you know, how our members are going, how the people we serve are doing and stuff like that. And it's going to be available for the community to join. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be a huge, huge event, but it is going to be available to everybody. So once the details are... like once we've created the Facebook event and stuff like that, then we'll share it on the Empower Hour page and within the OFC groups and all our platforms and stuff like that. So just letting you guys know about that awesome thing coming up.
Good.
Also, I want to give a shout out to the Queen, Ketsy Antoine.
Woohoo!
So she has now, what is it, March 25th? They are going to be in Metro Beaubien. So now that's going to be her second location. So okay. That is huge.
That's okay. Really good.
So come on, Kitsy.
That's what's
big
up. Right, love
so,
that.
I think that's huge. And I just yes. want to continue to encourage them. So you guys just go check her out. Go check them out. Support. Just go buy stuff. Go take the metro. Even if you don't have to, just take the metro and just go there. And
go. There's so many beautiful things in there.
You know, say ugh, less. You know, that's just what it is.
Definitely
do.
Go.
Quite out. Oh, and.
I don't think I've ever had to come off on Beaubier.
No, well, no, no, I know. No one really does. No. Just kidding. But no.
Is that like Monk? How we were.
Yeah, remember that?
Oh,
I showed
my God.
You guys a picture?
Disrespected everybody that lives on the Monk side. What is this stuff? Get rid of it. Who needs this stuff? But yeah, no. So, but I don't even take the metro that much anymore. But I will just go check her out, or I'll just go to Beaubier.
Yeah, I was like, I could just try.
Yeah, you could do that.
You could do that too.
So we mentioned this last week, but we weren't mentioning it again. Black Boys Code, Brampton, Computational Thinking. So it's going to be May 29th, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And definitely, it's again because there's like these are virtual events, guys. Yeah. Take advantage.
Of course.
We will share it on our page. We will share it in the group. And I want everybody just to continue to just take advantage. I feel there's a couple other cool things coming up.
I think there's a birthday coming up.
Yeah, there's a birthday.
Oh, yeah. Big shout out to DJ Tisha.
It's Young Tish, but okay.
Oh, yeah, Young Tish. Sorry. She's also my niece. Sorry. But no, but I want to give her a shout out. She's in Toronto just doing her thing.
Nice. Happy birthday.
And she comes to Montreal. Well, she used to.
Yeah, she was born in Montreal. But no, she's been in Toronto for. I think she's been in Toronto long enough to be considered a Torontonian.
Yeah,
but she's been in Toronto most of her life.
Unfortunately.
Well, she's a Torontonian.
Okay. So. Jeez, nice. No.
Well, more like a saga.
Ah,
hey. More a saga thing.
Anyways, just deep diving. But but no. So there's a lot of awesome things going on, and I want to remind everybody. So yeah, again, shout out to Tish. But also, I just want to remind everybody go on the OFCLink.com where we have a list of events coming up. Every Monday we have the sweat classes with Westcan online. Every Saturday morning you could we have an Ask Me Anything for digital marketing support.
Love that.
There's Le Salon International de Femmes Noires. That's good. That's coming up May 28th.
Beautiful. Hey, and curfew is lifted. That's amazing.
But we have tons of different events on here, you know, for you guys to check out. So definitely, I encourage you guys to just jump on, check it out, and you know, just that's what I do. So now, that is our community update segment. I thank you all for taking part and you know listening with me. I have a special guest with us. There ain't no special guest. Queen Kaya, are you on the line with us?
I am here, my love. I am here. Grand rising, everybody.
Grand rising, Kaya.
I got a good instrumental for you in the background there. I got that WAP going on. Mm.
Yeah. Actually, I'm about to hit y'all with my version of WAP because I got my own little freestyles.
Go on, girl.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, for real. But grand rising, everyone. And I hope that everyone out there that's listening today feels blessed and highly favored. Listen, Hollywood is tripping. And I just don't know what to say about these guys. They got it going on and on and on. But first things first, I'd like to say happy birthday. Her birthday was not today, but happy birthday to the Queen, Janet Jackson. Her birthday was 4 days ago. Somebody want to get that?
No, Kaya, go ahead.
So happy birthday, Janet Jackson. Just the icon and living legend. I don't even want to say her real age because she still looks like she's about 23 years old.
That's what I'm saying. No, but I'm curious. Right. I'm really curious.
She's years young. That's all it is.
No, tell us how old she is. Curious.
Janet is definitely a timeless face. So we just want to say shout out.
So you're not going to give us the age.
Why don't you look it up, Pete?
No, come on. Try and notice it. No.
Like, if you're so curious, why don't you look it up?
Fine. All right. Sorry, Kai. Go ahead.
Like, I think she's like 52. Mm-hmm.
She's 55 years old.
55.
Anyway, I don't even want to tell anybody that. Anyways, go ahead, Queen. And I heard there's been some talks of a new album coming.
Oh, nice. Mm.
Okay. Yeah, like I've been hearing like little things through the grapevine that Janet might be dropping something else, and she's been making little hints on our page and stuff. So let's see what happens. But in other news, geez, Breeze, we have so many entertainment there's in hot water that is just like, my gosh. You know, yeah, I usually would like to stick to the entertainers, like, you know, the music artists and stuff like that. But I got to talk about this situation with Michael Rapaport. Mm-hmm. Now, we all know him from the movie Higher Learning. And he played the infamous character Remy, mm-hmm. who was the skinhead. And they came to a climax in the movie where he has the breakdown and pretty much pulls a gun on Omar Epps, who plays, I think his name was Q in the movie, I want to say, mm-hmm. or something like that. Anyways, he's worked very hard to scrub off that image in the industry about being a skinhead, because he obviously is not a skinhead, and he says, you know, he's not racist. He, a lot of the time, he does stick up for people in the black community, but he's raised some eyebrows in the community recently because he's always posting black, how would I say this, racially exciting information or content on his page. Mm-hmm. And so he was checked by some, he was on a radio show, Van Lathan and mm-hmm. Rachel mm-hmm. Lindsay. Mm-hmm. Anyways, they went in on him about the content that he posts. But what alarmed me the most was that he wore, for the interview, he wore a baseball cap with the Star of David on it. And I feel like when the lines start getting drawn, you'll see, you know, where they're coming from, what angles they're coming from. I feel like Michael Rapaport has gotten a pass for a very long time doing some different little things. But I think that we might need to keep our eye on this situation, because I don't think it's going to go well for Michael Rapaport. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's go well for him. He's doing some things right now that are really not appealing to the industry. Anyways, Michael Rapaport, we wish you all the best, and I just hope that you take heed. The brothers are trying to give you a little hint, and they're telling you, you know, maybe you want to calm down on that type of content. Mm-hmm. I think, listen.
But he's always played these kind of low-key racist mm-hmm. kind of actors.
You know, and sometimes these actors are so good sometimes. You know, it's very believable.
Overstepping the line.
I'm telling you, he's a little bit too comfortable in them roles sometimes. I'm just like, whoa, that's probably really him. There's a lot of method actors going on around
But most of his acting is within the black community as well. And, you know, and there's conversation about changing that narrative of black film and television as well, that everything doesn't have to be about the black struggle, and that we can make films that are different too. So
so I'm looking at him now, and I'm like, Remy. I just want to call him Remy, so I don't know. Anyways, there's some classy girls that are in the rap industry, and I think they're just pretending to be ratchet. But I'm really loving the City Girls right now. You know what? They have been facing a lot of backlash in the last couple of months just because of who they're dating or not dating, how they address each other, how they're being addressed in the industry. Mm-hmm. The City Girls are really some classy girls. I love the way they clap back. They are so nicey. I really love that. Have you guys listened to any of their albums and how ratchet they are?
No, I have not listened.
Okay, so for the fans out there today, your homework would be to go and listen to Twerkulator. This is a girl song. This is a summer song, and I want y'all to get into it. But they are super ratchet. But I'm finding that in the industry, when the girls are coming for them, they are so super classy that these girls don't even seem like the same thing that they rap about. But I want to actually give it up to them, because just because you have a persona doesn't mean that's how you always have to carry yourself.
That's right.
I want to say shout out to the City Girls for setting a good example for the young girls on how to really get it done. Because you know what? That's their persona. Who says that the things that they're rapping about are even real? But
exactly.
They're showing that in real life that they have some integrity. So I like that about them. Mm-hmm. So recently, they got into a little battle online with the Claremont twins, specifically Shannon Claremont.
Okay.
And she said that she was mad because the duo posed in a similar pose that they had gone viral for many years ago. It's a pose, like in a picture. Like, I got my hands on my hips, you got your hands on yours, or we're both standing forward. Like, simple pose, like they own it or something. I don't know. But it was amazing to see. So they're like, oh, I don't understand why, you know, they would go and use my pose. So she says, JT responds, it wasn't on our mood board, but I did tell JT, let's try the pose. I thought it was cute. What's the problem? So then she also included, I actually love both of y'all and openly support y'all. Nobody discredited y'all. I said that I'm not being shady with it. Let's not go there. And I really love that. They could do so much. They have a platform to do so much. And the fact that they're this classy, I'm loving them. I'm loving the girls. So shout out to the city girls. I love you ladies. Mm-hmm. You guys are awesome. Yeah, I don't know. You guys, you said you don't listen to their music, but I think that you guys should get in.
I don't think I can do a whole album of City Girls. Like, they have some times where I'm just like, oh, okay, I made it. And then after a while, I'm just like, it's a little too much yelling in my ears. high-pitched yelling that I just can't listen to for the long term.
Don't let you try it.
I tried it. That's the thing. I've heard it. And the thing is, I like certain things. Yeah, it's a mood. It is definitely a mood. But I can promise you, I'm not running City Girls at in my house just like that for fun. Like I did J. Cole.
Okay. Wait, understood.
This is City Girls here in the background? Featuring.
I don't know. It says something featuring City Girls.
Porculator?
Porculator, yeah.
Probably not radio friendly, though.
No, probably not.
For everyone who doesn't know, Pharaoh is shaking his money maker.
Well, I'm just trying to do my homework.
He's there. He's your chipping to this one, yeah. Too.
Fat Cat gave us some homework. I was trying to do it.
He was trying to do his homework. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, totally understand.
Get the car, you got to play that.
That's funny.
So I just want to get in. Let's get in.
Okay.
You know, you guys know Joe Budden, right?
Of course.
Yes.
Kaya coming with the heat today.
Oh my God, Joe Budden. Listen, I don't know what's going on with this brother here. Besides the drugs and the aggression, now he's been accused of sexual harassment by one of his ex. Radio host Olivia Dope.
I briefly saw that somewhere. Elaborate on that. What is she saying?
Okay, so they had a show where they spoke about, I think it was, the topic was about rape.
Okay.
In the interview, he made some sexually suggestive comments to her. Mm-mm. And because she didn't want to make the mood weird, she laughed at the jokes and moved on. But now that they are now having these different issues with the show and they are all trying to point out these different things about his character, it comes up that she says this, and I thought that Joe Budden would have said that it wasn't true. However, mm-hmm. pulled up the show and he said that he apologized.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, he apologized for mm-hmm. saying the words. He said he had not looked into it. He always, that one of his jobs is actually to target different sides of different issues, right? Not right. to always be one-sided, but, you know, speak the people's peace too sometimes. Mm-hmm. And he said he got carried away and he recognized that his words and power in that situation created an upsetting environment for her, and upon reflection, both network and himself take accountability for this. So he sincerely apologized, and I was very proud of him for that. And I want to say, like, you know, I think that this is the energy that we need to be carrying in the industry in these situations, because mm-hmm. I think that was big boy style.
I agree with that, Kaya, but Joe's infamous for always acting and apologizing and doing the right. same thing over and over
it's
again.
Like he never learns.
At one point, it's like, then it's like, are you really sorry?
Or was that just a choice? Because you're always getting caught. He's always getting caught. There's something
like, I'm here for the, I was here for the Joe Budden podcast. I listened to it. Like, he's very entertaining and stuff like that. But I'm like, Joe, like, at one point, you're either apologizing for your character and that's who you are and you don't want to change and you just realize that apologizing gets you by. But you're going to have to do a little more work than that for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's always catching himself in trouble.
I think he's just honest, man. He's honest in his F ups. Like, he's like, yo, I dropped the ball on that one. I shouldn't have done that.
He keeps doing it though.
I don't know.
After
when the
some point
hands.
It's a choice, man. Come on, you can't keep making the same mistake.
I see you championing your Virgo brother over there.
I'm just saying sometimes you just want to express yourself.
You Virgos.
Like, and you're like, oops.
No,
okay,
and I've defended Joe in the past too. I came with that as defender. I was like, guys, you know everyone's allowed their opinion. And then he's just like, oh, he did that?
Exactly.
Oh, that too? Oh, he mashed up all the deals for everybody. Okay, he smashed up all the deals? Okay,
yeah. Okay. Like, shout out to all the Virgos, but jeez. Jeez.
And the sexual harassment allegations is serious, though.
Absolutely.
Have you ever done that before?
Is what?
If he's done that before.
Done that before?
Well, he has been accused. Well, there was definitely things about him being physically abusive in his past relationships. Exactly. So there was that did come out. There's been
stuff, and probably this is the first time someone's coming forward about sexual harassment. We don't know if, you know what I'm saying? Okay. People are probably scared of him and not coming forward. So we don't know.
Okay,
but I'll take the apology. That's fine. Okay. I mean, and again, like I didn't see what he said, and she did say at the time, like, I guess she lost it off or whatnot. And I think that's important for us as women to speak up. Like when you see something, say something.
Absolutely.
And I also know that it's not always a safe space for us too. So
right.
I'm not even saying that that's her fault in any manner of the way. But I think that we're making changes in the world right now,
right.
to make that more to make it more of a safe space for people to be able to call out mm-hmm. things when they see it.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Bet. You're very right. Okay. So on that note, I want to shout out my last queen on the way out the door and say happy anniversary to Beyonce, because yesterday, coming into today, 18 years ago today, Crazy in Love dropped.
Nice.
Now, right. I don't know if that just made some of y'all feel old, but Crazy in Love, oh, you're making it up of me. Mm-hmm. That came out 18 years ago. No, I can't sing. Yeah, we all know this.
It's okay, but you can rap now.
18 years, I do that.
Yeah, that's okay. Trish can't sing either.
Hey,
go ahead.
Neither can you.
Sorry, go ahead.
18 years ago, Crazy in Love came out. Y'all think about that. Some of y'all kids is 18 years old. Some of y'all kids to Crazy in Love.
Oh,
and the anniversary for that song was yesterday. So I just want to say that. Shout out Beyonce for the longevity, for always keeping us entertained. You truly are the queen. And thank you, sis. So that's me, and that's my segment, y'all.
All right, Kaya. That was dope. Thank you.
Kaya always brings that sauce. I love it.
Very awesome.
Feeling off? Need to stimulate your imagination? From May 28th to June 6th, join the 15th edition of the Off TA. A key festival for young creation in live art. By phone or online, dozens of shows, micro-performances, and live broadcast activities are offered to you from all over the city. Come celebrate and support bold artists who create in these uncertain times. Get your accessible or supporter passes now to access the entire program. To learn more about this edition, visit offta.com.
And now it's time for Coffee Conversations.
You know, P, I'm waiting for your rap, to drop something. You or Kaya, or Gina can sing on this. Y'all are all talented. Let's go.
I can't hear the beat. What's the beat?
Oh, she said she can't hear it.
Well,
you know, I'm going to send it to all of you guys. I expect a number next week.
Okay.
I expect a number.
What's the beat?
I'm going to send it to you, because if you couldn't hear it, I'm going to send it to you.
Dang, I would have spit something just now, too.
I know. See?
You said you were going to cut it short. Now you're giving us
homework. I think it's homework week. Kaya gave homework. You gave your affirmation.
Listen, I graduated a long time ago.
Okay, but how come y'all did Kaya's homework and not mine?
Good point.
That's my last child.
Knew it.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, folks, it's time for Coffee Conversations, and this week we are doing riddles again. I don't want you guys to overthink it, though. I know y'all like to win, Gina, don't overthink it. These are simple ones. You guys are gonna get it. P, you ready?
I am ready.
I know you don't like these things, but you know what? You guys are gonna be good. Okay.
You know, and I have to say, I realized last week it's the way my mind works. I'm very
don't
literal,
overthink
like,
it. That's the thing, okay, and that's the thing with riddles. I want everybody to have fun with this one. Those on the live, those are listening, those who watch the video later, have fun with it. All right. First one. Why did the little boy bury his flashlight?
So he can see in the dark.
Okay. No. Don't overthink it.
I don't know.
Kaya. I don't know if she's there still. Okay.
I want to say.
Uh huh.
Because the battery died.
Exactly. That's why I said don't overthink the riddle, because it's so simple, you guys. All right, the next. I'm gonna go around. All right, so next one is: what has a face, two hands, but has no arms or legs?
A clock.
There you go, V. Okay. See, you just don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. What five-letter word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it?
A five-letter word, you say? Mm-hmm. Well, it's not shorter.
What five-letter word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it? Short.
Smaller.
Short.
But I said short.
I said yeah.
Oh, okay.
What?
Short.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's short. All right.
Okay.
All right. Let's have fun with it. What starts with a P, ends with an E, and has 1,000 of letters? Don't overthink it. What did you say? Sorry, Kyle?
Encyclopedia?
No, it starts with a P.
Starts with a P.
What starts with a P, ends with an E, and has 1,000 of letters? Thousands and thousands of letters.
Kai? No, that's numbers.
Kaya, Farrell, Gina. Starts with a P, ends with an E. Thousands of letters.
Post office.
Thank you.
God.
You know what?
Guys, don't overthink.
Oh, my God. Sorry, I just don't.
That's what I'm like. Do not overthink What word begins? Exactly. What word begins and ends with an E, but only has one letter?
E?
Could be inside. Could be two, but whatever. Depends on what's going on in there.
No, I should say that again.
What? Okay, what word begins with an
envelope?
Ends? There you go, G. Yay. There you go. There you go.
It's only because it came after post office.
Exactly.
Okay, good. Awesome. Awesome.
All right. Next one. Don't overthink it. What has to be broken before you use it? Guys, come on. I'm all excited for you guys to get it. What has to be broken before you can use it?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Kaya, Gina?
I don't know.
An egg?
Yes.
Wow. God, I want Kaya on my
absolutely.
Team.
Absolutely an egg.
Family Feud, I'm bringing Kaya.
We're playing Family Feud next week.
Game show,
we're
going to
play.
Kaya.
If it's four of us, we're totally playing Family Feud next week.
You guys are laughing.
Yeah, I'm taking Kaya with me.
Okay. What has a neck but has no head? Don't overthink it, guys. Don't overthink it.
A bottle.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Whoever's coming up with these things must have been high.
It's the riddle. It's high.
You know what?
It's
like, riddle. I don't smoke, so maybe that's why. Because like, I don't. This. You got to be high to come up with these riddles.
All right, let's go. What occurs once in a minute, twice in a moment, and never in 1,000 years?
An M.
That's right.
What?
An M.
Once in a minute,
twice in a moment, and never in 1,000 years. It's an M.
Oh, my God. Kaya, shit.
Come on, you guys.
I need claps for her.
Come on. Don't we have the claps?
We probably do. I'm not playing.
Oh, whatever. Okay. All right. I'm going to give you guys. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to give you guys three more, and then we're going to be done. This is so much fun. You guys are doing better.
Yay.
Which letter of the alphabet has the most water? Come on, guys. Don't overthink it.
I don't know. W? Because it can hold more? I don't
know.
No. Sorry. I don't know.
Kaya, come on. Which come on. I am rooting.
Letter?
P? No.
Come on, guys. Think. Which letter of the alphabet has the most water?
Oh, C.
There you go.
I love that.
C?
You guys... Oh, I love that. Yeah.
I don't love
that.
Oh, my God. You guys...
that is good. What begins with T and ends with T and has T in it? Guys, come on. I'll say it again. What begins with T, ends with T, and has T in it?
T? What? Like a teacup, like tea.
Tea, not a tea cup, pot. But there you go.
A teapot.
You're stressing
me out.
You should see me. I'm so excited. I want you guys to get it so
bad.
I'm gonna
have a headache after this.
I know. Yeah.
Okay, everyone's gonna get this one because it is the last one. Mm-hmm. Which month has 28 days?
February.
All of them.
All of them.
You guys.
Oh my gosh!
If Trish ever yells at me like that again.
What you gonna do, girl?
She yelled and gave a side eye.
Come on, y'all. Let
me protect my emotions.
That's one of my favorite riddles, actually, because I'm like, no one ever.
Everyone
gets that,
says
like,
February all the time.
February.
I love y'all.
We gotta give it up. We gotta definitely give it up. Kaya killed it this week.
Yes.
Yay, Kaya, you're getting your claps. You're getting your claps, Kaya. You deserve them.
I don't need my props, though. I just the people hear it.
Yay.
They already know. They already
that
know.
Was
no, actually, I had a lot of people hit me up. They're like, yo, you are smart as hell. I'm like, nah, I just know riddles and stuff, but you know.
Don't take away your shine. You were smart as hell.
He's smart as hell. Now, y'all did good. You guys did very good. I'm not going to do riddles next week. We're going to do something else.
I think it shows.
I know you ain't fat.
I think it shows that Kaya thinks outside the box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I'm really, like, just don't overthink it when you do it, because you know it are really, really simple answers. But you guys did well. Last week was a little flat, but
shaky.
this week y'all did better.
Well, I got one. Yeah, I got one.
Okay,
I'm gonna be proud. My family was completely disappointed in me last week. I came home, they didn't want to let me in.
They didn't want to let you. They locked you out.
I had no supper.
They won't let you in.
They're like, do better, bro. Do better.
Yeah, because like, at the games, right. I mean, I don't know if I'd have you on my team.
I wouldn't have me on my team.
Would definitely have Kaya on my team.
I want I'm Kaya just on my
saying,
team too.
Like, you know what I'm saying.
So, what's your one?
The one I got?
Oh, you talking about? I thought you had meant that you have riddle. Like, I got.
Oh,
one.
No, I meant I got my one point.
Yeah.
No, I got my one point because I'm mad proud of it. But
you're mad proud of your one point that you received?
Oh, so I can't be. Wow, this is Judgment City. I can't be proud.
Oh, no, we didn't say. We said congratulations. Wow. I did. I said it.
You guys are those kind of moms, eh? When your child comes home, it's like, that's all you did? Okay.
No,
better next time.
Definitely not. We totally love it. It was so great. You got one.
I didn't feel encouraged just now. I didn't.
Participation trophy to Pharaoh.
Exactly. But then after you just wrote us all off and said Kaya's going to be on your Family Feud team.
Facts. I even wrote off my own family.
Yo, I'm right here, though.
Because Gina's right there.
I got
nothing against Kaya. I would take her on
like,
my
I
team, too.
I got some, though, too. Like, yo, who is this guy?
I would gladly wear the last name and the t-shirt tag, like, and the name tag.
Thank you.
We got a couple family reunion t-shirts that
There you go.
Welcome to the Freeman family. So I had a quick little thing. So I've been working on a campaign, right, for these businesses in the community. Mm-hmm. And I have a revelation, guys. So one, I've realized that not all businesses in the community, and the thing is, I'm saying community because this is where I work, and maybe it's the same for outside of the Melanated community as well, but I'm speaking specifically to my collective here. So I'm realizing that a lot of businesses that are in business aren't ready for business.
In what way? In what?
Like,
expand on that.
Like, basically, so let's use simple examples. Like, I think as a business owner, even if you don't have like a business card, you should have like a digital something you could send to a person. So if I call you, I'm like, oh, you know what? I want to promote your business. Can you either send me a logo or can you send me a flyer or can you send me something digitally that I could promote?
Right.
And then I'm getting like pictures of your business card, like that you took with your
phone. Oh, like that. Ooh,
so now okay, wait. You're not actually ready.
But if you have a business card, there's a JPEG attached to that.
Absolutely.
But you should have the artwork. Exactly. But no, they don't have the artwork.
Oh.
So that shows me.
Sorry to hear that.
But it shows me the state that we're at. And then, when I had this revelation, I've been speaking to one of my mentors and coaches and advisors and stuff like that, because we invest a lot in community businesses because we see them as the backbone to our future generation. Like, the more we could put money into our businesses, structure them, support them, they could create jobs for our next generation.
Right.
But the reality is, like, we as organizations have to have these conversations with business owners. There's nothing wrong with a business owner who just has a passion and wants to be in business, mm-hmm. but has no desire to employ a bunch of people or expand bigger than where they
are.
They're actually happy in doing what they're
solo
doing.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Totally understand. Yeah,
so it was a huge revelation, mm-hmm. because I was like, you know, I can't take it for granted, and I can't just assume that, you know, because you're in business, you want the OFC to come in and push your business and make it bigger and expand.
Right.
And create, like, you don't, not everybody wants that. And I'm saying the OFC, obviously, because that's what
of
I
course,
do. But
yes.
just in general, like, right. it's like, it is, there's a value in having these conversations with entrepreneurs. But if you're an entrepreneur out there, mm-hmm. Also be honest with yourself.
Like, I think so too.
You know,
yes.
no, like if you do want to strive to be more and to be bigger and to create jobs and
right.
to you know, to eventually get to a point where you could not go to work anymore and still generate revenue
income.
From your business.
Right.
Like that, like if that's not your goal, that's okay. But it's just to understand that. Understand that we're in a game as a melanated community that we need our businesses to step up.
Yes,
right?
for sure.
And we're not going to judge you because you're not stepping up. But just understand that we as melanated entrepreneurs, like I want to encourage us to step up. Mm-hmm. I feel we should be stepping up mm-hmm. because we kind of need these businesses to build you know our economics for
right.
our future generation.
right.
But you know, but at the same time, it's just I guess for me it was just like a reality. It was like a revelation. I guess I should say.
Right. And I think that comes, like, a lot of education comes with that, though, too. You have to, like, okay, yes, you have a business card. You took a picture of it. I mean, we know that's not best practice. But the thing is, a lot of these individual businesses and stuff like that, where they lack is customer service. Mm. Where they lack is a lot of, you know, things like that. You know, you don't send a picture of your business card. Mm-hmm. But again, it's all education. You know what I mean? And I think trial and error as well. And we should have, you know, as you say, you know, I'm sure you guys host things about this, but we should have, like, classes about that, you know yeah. what I mean, free sessions about that, talk about that kind of stuff, because you know we want to remain professional and we want to generate income so that we don't have to return to anybody's 9-to-5s as a melanated community.
Thanks.
However, we need to operate like those 9-to-5s, and we have to understand how to do that and be prosperous and successful. So we also have to want to learn that too. We don't know everything, you know what I'm saying. You have to want to learn, and it's a lot of choice and a lot of wanting. You have to be able to be open to that education and want more for yourself rather than just the standard, because a lot of people, unfortunately, they just see the baby. They don't go through the whole pregnancy.
Facts. Very well said, sister.
Thank you.
Snaps to that.
Thank you. So it's true. Like that's really what it is. And yeah, we have our voice, Farrell, Kaya, myself, to like educate people when we see something wrong, like pull them aside and say, listen, that's not cool. Don't send a picture. You know
right.
what I mean? Things
exactly.
like that.
I know, and that's what we've been doing. But you know, it's just it's
right.
true.
Yeah. So that was a good point. That was really good. That was right.
Revelation.
Delivery yeah. is everything. Delivery yeah. is everything. Mm-hmm. So guys, how did you feel about today's show? Kaya?
I'm always impressed. I just love y'all. I love the vibe. I love the air.
Love you too.
And I love the fact that we get the feedback that we do from people saying that we're dope.
Yeah.
And they love the show. I love that. So I'm happy that we could inspire and empower.
Mm. Amen. I like that.
You know, I'm with you on that one, Kaya. I love the today's show again, as usual. And I'm super grateful just for having the platform to share other people's things.
Yeah,
because, you know, dope. It's like not everybody has that opportunity. And so to be able to create the platform and have the platform so the community mm-hmm. could be informed of what's going on, you know, like I'm super grateful for that.
I'm super grateful for you guys, too. And today's Empower Hour show. This was fun. I'm happy that you guys got the riddles. I'm happy for everybody watching on the live and listening in their cars and their radios. And we are just here every Thursday. Right, P?
You know
right.
That.
So, kings and queens, this was the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. Hopefully, you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, the Pub St. Pierre, and to our amazing team. People, I am Miss Trish. Stay blessed, black, and highly favored. And thank you for listening and watching.
Yeah, I'm going to leave you guys with something a little special here. This is the track Solo was shooting the video for. I'm gonna let y'all hear it. It's off the MCD to the World album. You guys enjoy. This is Tyrone.
5 a.m. Woken up by the phone. At the end of the line was Tyrone. Said it was important. He was outside. Got some news on the move that could probably change our lives. It sounded aight. I let him in. Little did I know that was beginning of the end. Took a step in, started talking about a lick. About a million cash and a half a million bricks. I asked him who the Vic. That's when he started dancing, verbally. All around the question, acting like he ain't hearing me. Proceeded with the when and the how. He said the night that we go in, all the system be down. He got the blueprint to the crib, combos to the safe. All of that intel, but I can't get a name. I asked his again, like, who the hell we hitting?
action. That's when he started pacing on some back and forth shit. Still insane Nathan on some straight ignore shit. I knew he about to lie from the time he took the answer. Looked me in the eye and said he got it from Samantha. Chick that he been f***ing, that been f***ing the cop. And he been bussing, bring the work to a spot. So we gon' go in and take all that he got. Simple as that, you bought it or not. I'm like, usually I would've said no. I mean, a job from this chick, but so I don't really trust Tyrone. But I ain't gon' lie, I mean, these stakes were kinda high. So you know I said, and then I close my third eye. All right, okay, let's do it. Long as I decide what we gon' do next. Call my Mills, he gon' be behind the wheel. Call my CN, he gon' have my back. Pause. Look, I mean, like, he gon' have the strap. And anything go wrong, we are laying flat. That includes you, Tyrone. I tell you like this, I ain't the one that called you. I ain't Badu's ex. A week later, the night of, Samantha did depart. She took the mark to some nightclub, yeah. And now we in the crib searching.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.